It was a monster throw. Last night in Kingsley, Iowa, that's a town about 1,000 people in northwestern Iowa near Sioux City, Kiana Phelps, a relays champion, set a new record for the longest discus throw for a high school girl. She positioned herself to have the ninth longest throw nationally for a high school discus toss. She joins me now, Kiana Phelps, sophomore at Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited. I just, you know, happier than ever.
How far was the discus thrown last night?
Actually, it was 179 feet, 7.5 inches, but by the state rules, if we want it to go on record, it was the ninth farthest nationally for the U.S. ever. And if we want to record that, then we have to round it down to the nearest lesser inch. So they're going to record it as 179.7 inches.
179 feet and 7 inches. Your previous personal best was?
This year, 155 feet. So I PR'd by about 24 feet.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
How did that happen? Tell us about the windup and the throw. Did you feel that coming, that monster throw?
Oh, I absolutely did, because all season long, all we've been having were tailwinds, which are the worst kind of winds that you can have. They're worse than no winds at all. And yesterday, as soon as I noticed that it was a right cross headwind, I knew that discus was going to go for a ride. I just knew it.
Well, that's sort of counterintuitive, because we think tailwinds, a wind behind you when you're throwing would get it farther, but it's more like when I throw a frisbee to my dog, I hate to have a tailwind, because then the frisbee just drops down quickly and it doesn't hang. If I have a headwind, somewhat, it hangs. And that's the same thing for a discus.
Yep, exactly. You know, it's the opposite of what people think. If the wind is hitting your back, that is actually worse than no wind at all. What you actually want is the wind coming at you when you're releasing, because if you can hit it just right, it'll slice through the air and it'll just climb like stair steps. If you don't have that much force while you're releasing it, like some of the beginner discus throwers, they'll throw it and then it's almost like it's hitting a wall and it'll just drop down. Mm-hmm. But if you have a lot of velocity on that disc and if the wind is just right, then, you know, chances are you're just going to uncork one. But actually, my older brother last night, he PR'd by 11 feet too, so...
This is a family affair, discus throwing, because your dad still holds a discus throwing record, a high school record, doesn't he, here in Iowa?
Yeah, he does. He threw for Iowa State.
What's his distance?
He threw 187 feet.
You are within striking distance of your dad, aren't you?
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome if I could beat him?
have you talked about that together?
No, I really haven't yet, but...
That would be good. So what is your goal? You're only a sophomore. You're, what, 16?
Yeah, I'm still 16.
Wow. You have what is your goal before leaving high school?
I want that national record.
You want that national record? And how far is that national record?
I think it's like 191.
Okay.
I'm about 12 feet off.
12 feet off. Well, yeah. if you would increase it by as much you did on your personal best this last time, you would easily have it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, my whole life, since I've been throwing, every year I've steadily increased by about 15 feet. And last year I improved by about 16 feet. And this year I improved by about 24 feet. But it's just going to get tougher and tougher to put on that extra 15 feet just because, you know, as you get older, there's already so much that you can do to perfect your form and everything. So, I mean, I guess all that I have to do now is just get stronger and stronger and stronger, quicker and quicker, you know?
Yeah, right. Do you have a ritual that you go through before you throw the windup?
You mean like...
Something you always do that may not directly tie into how far you throw the disc?
You know, I just always tell myself focus. That's just simple, you know?
On what?
Just my goal, my dream, you know? And my form, it's just like, my form I don't even have to think about. I've done it for 10 years. My dad has taught me so well. When I'm in that ring, it's just like, it is just so natural. It's almost just like walking, you know? So I just have to focus on the big dream, you know? And sometimes, actually, I'll acknowledge the fact that I throw it out the right sector quite a few times. So sometimes, like, when I'm winding up, I'll just have to remind myself to throw it in the middle. But right. Other than that, you know, it's just got to focus.
You are 16, and you've been throwing it for 10 years. You barely started to walk, and then you started to throw the discus.
Yeah. My dad would always play catch with me, and he'd always say to me, all right, now show me toe to heel. And so I'd always put my toe to my heel, right, just like the power position in the discus. And he just began throwing the discus back with me, back and forth. And, you know, I really took a liking to the sport. I just fell in love with it right away. And
Keanna Phelps, we have to go. Thank you very much, and congratulations for breaking the Iowa High School girls' discus record. A mammoth throw. We'll talk to you again, Keanna, when you break that 191 national record, or at least your dad's 187, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Keanna Phelps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up in just a moment, former Hawkeye and NFL star kicker Nate Kading with his thoughts on the NFL draft, which is started yesterday, goes through the weekend. Also, business professor Jeff Ullman of the University of Iowa shares his research on how sports teams can optimize their draft selections. So that's still coming up on this News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, back in just a few minutes.